Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, June 5th. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Seward County Community College Foundation has appointed Teresa Randall as its new executive director. J.P. Bizette has more.
Randall, a Hugoton native and SCCC alumna, is transitioning from a successful career in the financial sector to higher education. President Brad Bennett praised the foundation's role in the college's growth, highlighting a recent $43,000 fundraising success. Randall brings extensive experience in project management and relationship building. She looks forward to contributing to the community and fostering strong connections. Randall lives in Hugoton with her husband and two children.
Since the cyber attack in May, the Ascension Healthcare System has been working to restore access to electronic health records, and it's accomplished that in Florida, Alabama, and Austin, Texas, but not in Kansas. They should have that done by June 15th. All Ascension hospitals are open, and the pharmacy sites are able to receive prescriptions. The investigation into the ransomware attack is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
QSI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese Raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ended May with total tax collections of $658.9 million, and that's $193 million below the estimate, with the total tax collections down 23.1% from May 2023. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said the expected shortfall in May individual income tax collections can be largely attributed to the two additional processing days in April. He said combined with more efficient payment processing, the Department of Revenue was able to process significantly more payments in April, which would have typically been processed in May. Individual income tax collections are $305.2 million, $144.8 million below the estimate, and down 30.6% from May 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $39.8 million. $53.2 million below the estimate and down 56.3% from May of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $281.9 million, which is $4.2 million above the estimate, though down $7.7 million from May of 2023. Total tax collections for fiscal year 2024 through May are slightly lower than $9 billion, which is $92 million or 1% below the estimate. In an ongoing commitment to prioritize workplace safety in businesses across Kansas, the Industrial Safety and Health Division, or ISH, with the Kansas Department of Labor, encourages business owners to take advantage of a free safety and health consultation service. During a Kansas Department of Labor on-site visit, employers will have the opportunity to engage in a confidential discussion with a highly skilled safety and health professional. And these professionals are safety and industrial hygiene specialists with a wealth of experience in OSHA training. They are well equipped to address safety and health issues in your facility, whether widespread or localized. Alan Vineyard, the ISH division director, said the only obligation will be to agree to promptly correct all serious safety and health hazards. He said OSHA could be notified if serious hazards or imminent dangers are identified or not corrected, And though businesses must correct safety hazards, no financial penalties or citations are imposed or issued by ISH consultants. As they said, they are there to help correct unsafe or unhealthy working conditions and keep employees safe and businesses prosperous. Worker safety is an essential part of running a business and will enable your workers to become more efficient at their jobs and assure product quality. And workers are more likely to stay at a company that cares about their well-being. If you are an employer with less than 250 employees on site and no more than 500 corporate-wide who is interested in a confidential consultation, you can visit dol.ks.gov for more information. A consultant will contact you to discuss the safety and health needs of your business and to set a date for the visit that is convenient for you. The Kansas City Chiefs are open to moving to Kansas, and state lawmakers are working to get them here. In a joint statement on Tuesday, Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover and Speaker Dan Hawkins of Wichita said they've reached out to the Chiefs organization and asked them to weigh in on the possibility of using Kansas's unique Star Bond funding tool and to explore what that collaboration could hold. In April, Jackson County, Missouri voters rejected a sales tax measure that would have helped build a new downtown ballpark and renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. The letter to the Chiefs chairman and CEO, Clark Hunt, proposes a bill called the Professional Sports Franchise Star Bond Project, which would be presented during a special legislative session on June 17th. Scoop and Score, a website dedicated to getting the Chiefs to move to the Kansas side, was last modified on Tuesday, and the site is urging Kansans to sign a petition to make the move permanent. The recent rainfall is a step in the right direction for the drought conditions in many parts of Kansas, but it's also that time of year for mosquitoes to lay their eggs. For those who plan to spend a lot of time outside this summer, some tips to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes includes to wear EPA-registered insect repellent, eliminate standing water because that's where mosquitoes breed, cover all the gaps in your walls and doors to make sure mosquitoes don't enter your house, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants if you plan to be outside in high-risk areas for a long period of time, and cover baby carriers with netting to make sure mosquitoes stay out. Pest control experts say they expect it to be a busy summer for mosquitoes. They said that the last year or so has been fairly dry, so we tend to get lower mosquito populations. However, with more rain in May going into June, there could be a lot of mosquitoes. So as people are out barbecuing and enjoying other outside activities, it's certainly something to be aware of. There's also disease vectors that can carry that they need to be careful about and symptoms to be aware of with mosquito-borne diseases. Experts warn that if you have a fever, headache, nausea, or vomiting within 2 weeks of a mosquito bite, you should seek medical attention. In Nebraska news, the Furnas County Sheriff's Office has reported that according to credible sightings, an adult mountain lion with cubs has been seen roaming northwest Beaver City. The sheriff's office is urging residents to keep pets and children in view at all times during any sort of outdoor activity and to report any sightings in as much detail as you can by calling either the sheriff's office or 911. The sheriff's office said it will report any new findings as soon as possible. Mountain lions have breeding populations in four areas but are known to roam far from home and have reestablished their presence in Nebraska in recent years. According to the Mountain Lion Foundation, cougars rarely attack humans. However, if you see a mountain lion, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says you should back away slowly if possible. A 50-year-old woman was arrested after police discovered over $2 million of methamphetamine during a traffic stop in Nebraska. According to the Seward County Sheriff's Office, a deputy with the Seward County Interdiction Task Force initiated a traffic stop on a 2023 Jeep Laredo for a traffic violation near mile marker 386 on eastbound I-80. The vehicle was occupied by a 50-year-old female and a 5-year-old child. During the traffic stop, the deputy became increasingly suspicious of criminal activity, and the deputy requested and was granted consent to search the vehicle by the driver. During the search of the SUV, the deputy located 62 pounds of methamphetamine concealed in the rear of the vehicle, and the approximate street value of that methamphetamine is over $2.2 million. The driver, Maria S. Diaz, 50 of Joliet, Illinois, was taken into custody without incident, and the child was turned over to appropriate authorities. Diaz was charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver and intentional child abuse with no injury. She was remanded to the Seward County Detention Center pending further court action. Captain Jason Haas with the Hastings Police Department reported that the victim in a deadly pedestrian crash last week was identified as 71-year-old Joyce Brandon of Hastings. Police said Brandon was killed after she crossed the street on her electric mobility scooter at the intersection of West South Street and South Hastings Avenue on May 29th. And multiple witnesses told Hastings police that Brandon looked before crossing the road, continuing despite a pickup that was heading eastbound on South Street. Captain Haas said it was too late for the 73-year-old pickup driver to stop his vehicle without hitting her, and further investigation showed that Brandon had other near misses with a hurt scooter, and police believe it could have been an age-related situation, so because of this, no charges or citations are expected against the pickup driver. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt recently released data on the amount paid by insurance companies for Kansas storm damage claims in 2023. Commissioner Schmidt stated that the Kansas Department of Insurance collects this data yearly to better understand the impact of storm events across Kansas, and this data is important to help the department monitor trends in the marketplace. In 2023, storm claims totaled $147,710, and the amount paid out on those claims by insurance companies was $442,822,099.11. The department collected the data from all companies writing property and casualty insurance in Kansas, and this data includes the number of total claims as well as the amount paid for those claims across several types of storm losses. That includes hail, wind, water damage, and other weather-related claim losses for homeowners and automobile policies. A county-by-county breakdown of the data can be found on the department's website at insurance.ks.gov. This storm season, if you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Department of Insurance's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. Email kdoi.complaints@ks.gov or online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities effective immediately until sundown on the day of interment, in honor of Kansas House of Representatives Assistant Majority Leader Les Mason. Mr. Mason represented Kansas House District 73 of McPherson for 10 years. Assistant Majority Leader Mason was a devoted public servant, and for the last decade, he represented his constituents and the McPherson community with honor. Governor Kelly said her thoughts are with his family and loved ones during this difficult time. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on May 20th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Terry Laughlin and Todd Ellers with the Road Department were in to visit with the commission on several topics. Terry stated that during the days that road crews are not able to work in the field, maintenance and inventory of parts and filters is being completed. And Terry stated that some of the obsolete filters or parts are being sent back for credit. Tire inventory was discussed, as new greater tires are down to 3 in stock, so Terry stated that they will be looking into purchasing stock and bids will be taken for the tires. Terry also commented on the used tire pile that is in the storage yard. He said tires have not been picked up for several years and the number is getting large. An estimate of $35 per tire was quoted for the pickup and disposal. Todd informed the commission that the fuel pump is bad on the dozer. A quote has been received from CAT for a replacement in the amount of $4,489.66 with a core exchange. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the purchase, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Terry reported that there is a fuel tank management course in Hayes that he and a couple of other employees would be attending. Several road concerns were discussed, and areas of maintenance and areas that need spot gravel were documented. Todd Ellers, the road department mechanic, then informed the commission that he will be resigning his position at the end of the month, and he thanked the commission for the opportunity to work for the county. A discussion was held on the contract with the City of Norton and the Department of Corrections, and a letter with the county intent will be drafted and sent. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until May 31st. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 91 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become west in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 57 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 84 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, should be mostly clear with a low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of the forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly sunny with the high near 90. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is southwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.92, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verderim, Sports Illustrated, joined 580 WIBW on Monday and says the Chiefs knew what they were doing signing Lewis Riis-Zamet and believes if they figure out the new kickoff rule, it'll be huge in the first quarter of the season.
The Chiefs seem to be very prepared for this role. You know, I mean, between Justin Reeves, it's kind of just dumb luck. I mean, obviously, they didn't know that was going to happen years ago. Riis-Zamet, I believe firmly, the reason he's there is because of this kickoff, both in covering it and in returning it. First quarter to the first half of the season, whoever adapts to this role faster, this is going to win and lose games for teams early in the year. There is absolutely going to be a team or two that lose games based on the fact that they just have no idea how to cover this thing. And they're giving up massive field position. They're giving up touchdowns. And there's going to be a team on the other side of the coin, or two or three teams, that they are well-schooled and they are well-prepared and they figured out the best way to handle this. And they are just killing teams bike, just getting incredible field position or running it back the distance.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. The complex of thunderstorms that formed last night ahead of a cold front produced some severe weather, including very large hail near Sylvan Grove, Galatia, baseball-sized hail in Comanche County, high winds near Concordia, and also building damage northwest of Hutchinson, resulting in an injury. Much quieter weather is going to be settling in today. It is going to be warm and humid otherwise, but we do have another frontal boundary moving in later today that will usher in cooler and drier air by tomorrow, with temperatures running in the 80s. Another complex of storms with the threat of severe weather on Friday night. Sunny and very warm today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the low 90s. Sunshine 92 in north central Kansas. It'll be breezy this afternoon. Sunny and hot with upper 80s in northeast Kansas. Mostly sunny, breezy with 95 in southwestern Kansas today. South central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight's low 65. A slight chance of showers this morning. Sunny in mid-80s later on this afternoon in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Now, early strength in cattle futures yesterday waned as traders were disappointed and buying dried up. There is hesitancy over the potential for higher cash and hogs fell apart, gapping lower and breaking technical support. Slower demand is becoming a reality. Now, corn is lower once again as traders remain comfortable about U.S. crop conditions and planting progress levels as reported by the USDA on Monday afternoon. Soybeans are higher this morning, bouncing despite trade chatter that some corn acres were not able to be planted due to wet weather and may shift into soybeans. Wheat futures are higher for much of the overnight session but have turned lower as liquidation of previously established long positions in the European wheat contracts continues. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.